Dr. Karen DeSalvo is New Orleans Health Commissioner and leader of the city's outreach efforts. She says she'll educate people about federal subsidies that the act will make available to low-income residents, despite political controversy.
We know that there are a lot of people who could take advantage of it. We want to make sure that they know that this is a federal program that's going to provide subsidy and support for health insurance. And we know that when you have good health insurance and good access to care, that you're healthier.
Basic health services remain out of reach for many of the state's 800,000 uninsured adults.
What we have done is we have taken a convention center floor and turned it into a very large doctor's office.
Last month, about 800 people flocked to a free health clinic in New Orleans, the fourth such event since 2009. Volunteers screened patients for a wide range of medical conditions, refilled prescriptions, and offered information on where to receive follow-up care. Nicole Lamoureux is executive director of the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics, which runs the day-long event. She says Louisiana is the only state her organization has chosen to visit more than once because the need is so great.
You're pretty low when it comes to health outcomes. When, you know, you're looking at high number of diabetes, high number of hypertension, high number of teen pregnancies, high number of HIV cases, and it's between Texas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. You're always fighting for the bottom rank of the 50 states in America, so we need to get here and help people.
Elvira Gallo, a seamstress and mother of three, commuted from her home in Marrero to get free treatment. Because the Gallo family's income is less than twice the national poverty line, her children are insured under Louisiana Children's Health Insurance Program until they turn 19. But Gallo has been without health coverage ever since her husband lost his job last year.
I don't receive Medicaid insurance because I don't qualify for it. And it's expensive to get insurance because of my diabetes, you know, and but that's why I came to see what they could do for me.
Gallo has a common problem. She says she makes too much money cleaning houses and altering dresses to get Medicaid in Louisiana, but not enough to afford private health insurance. The Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion program would have covered an additional 400,000 Louisiana residents with federal funds. That's according to a report by the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals. But that agency and many state lawmakers backed Governor Bobby Jindal in his rejection of Medicaid expansion as the solution. Although she still won't qualify for Medicaid, Gallo may find new health insurance options within her reach when the health insurance marketplace opens for business in October. The marketplace, also referred to as the healthcare exchange, may come as a surprise to some. Governor Jindal has repeatedly said that he would not create one in Louisiana.
Every governor's got two critical decisions to make. One is, do we set up these exchanges? And secondly, do we expand Medicaid? And no, in Louisiana, we're not doing either one of those things.
That was Governor Jindal on Meet the Press last year. City Health Commissioner Karen DeSalvo says the governor's position has created confusion about whether Louisianans will be able to access the health insurance marketplace.
I think we have a lot of work to do to be certain that everyone understands that it's coming in October.
Louisiana has opted not to build its own health insurance exchange, but uninsured state residents can simply visit the national marketplace at healthcare.gov instead. The federal government also aims to get more small businesses to band together for group rates on employee health insurance. Dr. DeSalvo says the Louisiana Restaurant Association and the Hotel and Lodging Association are already in talks about participation. For WWNO, I'm Caroline Lewis.